The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 265, The Kingston Trio.
What'd you do to me?
Apologies, Captain. I accidentally bumped you on the head.
Accidentally, huh? Right. And I suppose I accidentally fell into this car and accidentally got me hands tied behind me back.
Oh, it was quite an extraordinary thing to see.
You seem to be fine. No worse for the wear.
So I suppose now I'm your hostage.
So how does that shoe fit?
Shoe? What shoe?
Oh, the one that's on the other foot.
We saw an opportunity for a little insurance and took it. I'm sure your friends will want you back.
What? Your freedom for mine?
That sounds like a fair trade to me.
The IDF doesn't negotiate, especially with terrorists.
Terrorists?
Well, that's hurtful.
Well, you steal ships, you kidnap people, and you tried to blow up our ship. Yeah. Terrorists.
Unfortunate things happen in a war.
War? It's been a very long time since there was a war in this galaxy. You guys lost the war.
We did not lose the war.
That's right. Our leaders lost, not us.
Excuse me, but aren't you the leadership?
We were not the leadership then. They are gone. We are the new leadership, and we are still at war. You, Captain Jomak, are a casualty of war. Let's just say that if your people value your life and negotiate with us, you'll be fine.
I've told you already, the IDF doesn't negotiate with terrorists.
He's not going to change his mind. Let me dispatch him and we can be on our way.
In the words of a famous bounty hunter, he's no good to me dead.
You're not going to get away with this. There's several people out now looking for you, and I'm sure they've got a description of your vehicle.
They can patrol the entire city. They won't find us. This jungle is rarely visited by anyone.
It has a very bad reputation with the locals.
But that won't stop Jaffa and his team. They've spent a lot of time in the Death River jungle, so this would be a piece of cake. Which brings a very important question to mind.
And what would that be?
You plan just to sit out here and wait for someone to come and rescue you? I can tell you right now, it won't be Ursula.
Why do you think we came straight into this jungle?
Because you didn't think anyone would follow you.
Well, that's only partly true. They won't follow us. And they think we wouldn't come in here because it's foreign and hostile to us.
And that's where they are wrong.
What do you mean by that?
Titan IV along with Titan III were captured planets during the Galactic War. We had bases on both planets.
And we're not too far from one of them now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you telling me there's an old Rage base in this jungle? I find that hard to believe. We would have seen it from the air.
It's not an air or spaceport. Many years have passed and it is quite overgrown, I'm sure.
Oh, I see. So you're just looking for a place to hide?
Perhaps initially.
You still fail to realize the power of Rage. We are everywhere.
If that's the case, then why weren't any of you successful in recruiting help? And that includes Lord Zoka. Even he couldn't get any volunteer soldiers from his own ranks.
Those former soldiers had their hands full protecting their property and lives from the river monsters. That's not the case here.
Really? Well, I'm looking around and I don't see anyone else out here. Are they hiding?
Please. Please let me dispatch him.
Perhaps in due time, trusted guard. Hide the vehicle. We'll proceed from here on foot.
I'm telling you, you're wasting your time.
Not to worry. Time is something we have plenty of. Now move.
Ontario is really beautiful. So you've made this drive before?
When I was TDY at Fort Drum, took a weekend and drove to Kingston to visit the Royal Military College of Canada.
So is that like our West Point?
West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy all rolled into one for the Canadian Armed Forces.
I wonder why he headed here. Do you think that there's a possibility he may have been a part of the Canadian Armed Forces before switching to West Point?
No, I think that would be too tough to cover up. Could be that he was originally from Canada, or he knows someone here. Port Alexandria on Wolf Island is just a few yards from the U.S. border.
I imagine he could move back and forth from here to the States by boat almost unnoticed.
Wouldn't be a problem at all.
There's one thing that bothers me.
Just one?
Well, one major one. He told the border guards that he was headed to Kingston. He could be headed to Toronto or anywhere in Canada. And Canada is a pretty big place.
That thought occurred to me also. But it's all we had to go on. We'll chase this lead until it peters out.
And then what?
We'll worry about that when and if it happens.
Huh. I just saw a sign that said Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Salem, Missouri. Even the Glen Burnie, all situated around Kingston. It can be confusing at times.
Other than the military college, why did people come here?
Well, if you're into ghost hunting, it's well known for the Fort Henry Ghost Tour. You can also take a 75-minute ghost walk through Kingston, or a ghost tour of Queen's University, and you can also take a unique scavenger hunt.
What? No ghosts?
No. Zombies.
You're not kidding, are you?
No, I actually went on a couple of the ghost tours. Didn't see any ghosts, though. Now, if you like trains or steam-powered pumps, the Pump House Museum is a must-see.
Sounds like you had a rip-roaring time in Kingston.
Lots to see and do. Plus, it's right on Lake Ontario.
Yeah, that's all very interesting. But why would Meredith want to come here?
That's what we need to find out.
It's Pierman.
Let's hope he has something for us. Hello. I'm hoping you have something for us and not some tour recommendations.
I take it that you two are still driving.
What gave it away? The purring of this ancient engine?
Yes. Well, I'm sorry about the older model car, but it was the best that I could do on such short notice.
Car's just fine. Now do you have something for us?
We've submitted the DNA for a familial test, and we have a hit.
So there is someone who is related to Meredith.
We found several people who share markers on their DNA that match Meredith's. From that, we found relatives on his family tree.
Well, that answers one question I had. Meredith does have roots in his tree on this earth. Now, these relatives are from this earth, right?
Yes, he's one of you.
This is exactly how we were able to identify Korski.
Exactly. We were able to identify a living relative who was living close by. It's a long shot, but I'm sending you the information that we have. In the meantime, we will attempt to make contact with the relative. Our story will be that we are conducting a missing persons search.
Good work. It's at least a starting point. Thank you, sir.
No problem. And by the way, if you are looking for a good tour, I highly recommend the Kingston Zombie Scavenger Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Pierman. That one is on my list.
Excellent. You won't be disappointed. Good luck.
Seriously, it's on your list?
Hey, I didn't say which list.
Gabby to Jaffra.
Go for Jaffra.
We've arrived at the bar. We'll interrogate the owner and make sure someone covers the back entrance.
Copy that. We'll continue our search. Call when you have anything.
Will do. Slain, cover the back. Stay there until we give the all clear.
No problem. As long as you don't want me to climb into one of those trash bins.
I don't think that will be necessary.
I'll drive the quad around the back into the alley.
What would they do with the skipper?
They would have to subdue him somehow. I don't think they'll hurt him, though. He's too valuable as a hostage.
How do you want to handle this?
I'll talk reasonably to him. You back me up and be the muscle.
All right. Good cop, bad cop. I haven't played that game in a while.
But don't go nuts. We don't know what kind of backup this guy might have in there. Now, if we see them when we go in, I'll radio Slain to watch the back and we'll take them down.
Okay, me weapon set to stun. I don't think they'll surrender, and you can bet that Flyman guard's got the skipper's pistol.
All right, I'm set too. Let's go.
I don't see anything suspicious yet. Is that the owner?
Yep. Let's see what he has to say.
Well, well, well. Look who's back. Is the IDF still looking for that lone woman?
No, she's in custody. No thanks to you.
Me? What did I have to do with it?
She was here and you lied to us.
I told the truth. She wasn't here when you came.
She was hiding in the garbage in your trash bin in the back.
That must have been an awful odor. You probably smelled her when you arrested her.
The problem you have is that she was here and came in after we left.
What makes you think that?
Because she had a change of threads and she didn't smell like a garbo at all.
Which makes you guilty of aiding and abetting a fugitive.
Listen, I knew the girl was scared and smelled awful. I let her clean up and gave her some clean clothes. I can't see how that breaks any law. Besides, what's it matter to you? You said she's in your custody.
She assisted in the escape of two dangerous rage criminals.
That girl busted out two prisoners? That's embarrassing for you.
No. What's embarrassing is when we pulled you out of here in handcuffs. Now talk and save yourself a lot of trouble.
You want trouble? Then try it. Look around you. You think these patrons are gonna let a couple of IDF lowlifes haul out the only good source of libations on this planet?
Look, we don't want any trouble. We just want to know if you've seen these two in here.
Nope. Haven't seen them.
Take a real good look. We want you to be sure.
I told you no. Maybe you should go and check the trash bin. And while you're at it, take out this bag of trash for me.
Thank you for your time.
We're not just gonna leave, are we?
Yes, we are. Come on.
Get it. I know he's hiding something. What made you turn tail and run?
There were three guys to your left and two to your right, all with their weapons drawn. That was a fight we weren't going to win.
I keep forgetting you had combat experience.
It doesn't take combat experience to know you need to leave when you see weapons pointed at you. Slain.
Any luck?
No, he's not going to give us anything. Check the dumpsters, then meet us in the front.
I don't have to climb in them, do I?
No, just give a quick look.
Roger that.
Gabby for Jofra.
Go ahead, Gabby.
We couldn't get anything out of the owner. We've checked around the premises, but we didn't find anything.
All right, continue your search. They can't be too far off.
Roger that.
I still think their best bet would be to return to the Mercury and free Lister and Ursula.
I don't think so. Those two represent Hanukkah's opposition for taking over Rage. If they stayed locked up, I think Hanukkah and his guard would be, as you Aussies would say, as happy as a pig in mud.
That's close, Gabby. Real close.
Well, that didn't take long. Did you find something?
Having the cadets go through the rubble sifting paid off. We found something that doesn't make sense. I was hoping Nelson could make some sense out of it. Where is it? I can take it to him now.
He's on his way up from the lab. Could I have a look at it?
Sure. Here you go.
That is interesting. Do you have any idea what it might be?
The only thing that I can make out is that whatever this is, it was mounted to a printed circuit board.
Oh yeah, I can see that. Is that a serial number?
Just a partial one. I don't think we'll be able to get anything from this.
Here comes Nelson. Maybe he's seen something like this before.
I'll be surprised if anybody can make anything out of this.
Out of what?
This.
Is this from the bombing site?
One of the cadets sifted this out of the rubble.
Do you have any idea what it might be?
Not right off hand, but I can take it back down to the lab. We can analyze the composition of the board. It might lead us to a manufacturer.
That would be great. Do you think this is part of the original trigger? It doesn't seem to match what remains of a trigger that we did recover.
I can't really tell. We'll have to eliminate any possibility that is part of, say, a cash register or radio or something like that. I'll get right on this.
Sounds good. I'm heading back. I just wanted to get this piece back for you to analyze. Let me know as soon as you find something.
Will do.
So?
I'm not real sure. I'm going to do what I told him. I'll have this material analyzed and see if we can track down the manufacturer.
How long do you think that'll take?
I'll get right on it. Maybe I'll find something by this afternoon. Have you heard from Jim lately?
Just that he and Sam are tailing some guy who works with government contractors. The guy's wife thinks he may be up to something.
I can't imagine what it would be like to work in the field with Sam. My only dealings with Hongans have been rather unpleasant.
I guess Sam's a special case. He discovered what life here can be like, and it won him over.
Yeah, and we made him a national hero to his people.
That, plus he can eat all the fried chicken he wants.
You know, there was talk about sending Sam to Hagerstown where Von Langer is.
Undercover?
Yeah, we'll spread the word about one of Hunga's greatest heroes captured. Maybe he could get in with Von Langer and get some info.
Well, there's a big problem with that. Being captured is a disgrace to any Hongan. He would go from hero to zero in the eyes of his people and those who use Hongans.
I guess you're right. I suppose he's being used the best way we can.
Besides, Von Langer didn't have a lot of interaction with Rage. He was aware of the portal and the stip travel. His goal was to destroy all the stip on this side, with the exception of one.
Yeah, I remember that. His plans were to load one up with explosives and send it to alternate Martin State and destroy the stips there. Fortunately, you and Jim were able to stop him. Jim didn't even know about all of this at the time, either.
And I didn't know anything about you, except for the fact that you were an annoying rookie cop.
Me? Annoying? Nah. Now you know that was just an act.
Did you really let me beat you that day in the gym?
Actually, no. You just caught me off guard. I was going to go easy on you, and before I knew it, was on my back on the mat. I thought right then, she's going to make a great IDF agent.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, so the jury's still out on that. Right now, I feel like a useless agent.
I can actually identify with you on that. I'm still awaiting deposition from Pierman.
Like I told you. I don't think you have anything to be concerned about. You're a seasoned agent and your injury was minor.
Well then, if I'm considered to be a valuable asset, I better get to this piece of circuit board. Want to come with me? Maybe you'll learn something.
Sure. And if you want any pointers in hand-to-hand combat, let me know.
Oh boy. Here we go.
Jaffra, I'm finishing up in this sector. I'm up to the northern edge of the town. Nothing is left but hostile jungle.
I'm also reaching the northern border. Lenora, what is your position?
I have about 2 city blocks left. I haven't seen anything suspicious yet.
We have to consider that they are either in hiding or they went into the jungle.
There are no developed roads in this jungle. I don't think they could go very far with conventional transportation. If nothing turns up, we'll need to consult with some locals about the jungle. There must be some primitive roads.
If you have any thoughts about venturing in there, we need to find out about any creatures that might live there.
I certainly wouldn't want to meet something like the river monsters from Titan III's Death River.
No, thank you. I had my fill of river monsters at the mercenary camp. I don't see any real barriers, though. It seems that if there were monsters out there, the city would have erected barriers.
I would agree with you on that. But it doesn't mean that there aren't creatures in there that could hurt you.
Well, let's hope we don't need to find out. Gabby, do you copy us?
Yes, and I agree with what you're saying. If there were river monsters in there, there's nothing to stop them from entering the city. I think there's a good possibility that Hanukkah is hiding in there.
This is Tam, and I've been monitoring your chatter. Georgia and I have been researching the jungle and northern sector of the city. There are apparently no large predators in the jungle bordering the city.
That's not surprising. We haven't seen any signs that the city has put up any kind of barrier.
You said none bordering the city. Does that mean there may be some deeper in?
That's exactly what it means. About 10 standard miles in, there is a large barrier system consisting of fencing and electronic protection.
Like electric fences?
That and electronic surveillance. If there is a breach in the system, alarms go off. They have a response team that investigates.
That would mean that there is some sort of road network there.
Not only a road network, but there has to be some sort of bunker system like Death River has.
That's true. It would be suicide not to have some sort of backup protection.
Captain Tam, did you have any luck with Ursula?
Negative. She basically laughed at me. She gave herself up to be back with Lister. So I don't think there's a chance she'll turn on him.
Agreed.
I've reached the northern edge of the city. I haven't seen anything yet.
Everyone rally at the bar. We'll decide what to do from there. Thanks for the update, Tam.
Not a problem.
Search team, rally to the bar.
Maybe he's done for the day.
I doubt it. According to his wife, who works all kinds of crazy hours.
Well, that doesn't sound so unusual. I know a lot of people who work crazy hours. Like Jim Barnes.
Consider this, Sam. My job requires me to work these hours. His job seems more straightforward, like a 9-to-5 job, if you will. If his wife feels like something's off, well then, generally speaking, something's off.
Hungan wives aren't like that. They could care less.
Really? How's that work?
Being strictly a warrior civilization, we are more or less bound together by a contract for the sole purpose of procreation. Our lifespan is very short. Once a male offspring is created, we go off to fight.
So that means you have a son?
Nope. No son, daughter, or wife. On rare occasions, we are sent on a mission before being under contract. That happens when there are a lot of male newborns.
Being under contract? That's your way of saying married?
Yep. And there's our man. And he's going on foot.
All right, let's get out and follow him.
I suppose we should stay on the opposite side of the street.
Yeah, and if you should stop, I'll stop and you keep walking at least a block past me, and then you stop.
Gotcha. Huh?
What?
It just seems unusual to me.
All right, I give. So what's unusual?
What's unusual is what he's carrying. With that magic eye of yours, can you zoom in on what looks like a newspaper?
Do you remember your reaction when you looked through my binoculars while we were driving?
Oh yeah, I remember. I thought you were going to run into the car ahead of you, but it was way up in front of you. Hey, maybe here's your chance. He's stopping at that bench.
All right, I'll stop here. You go up to that bus stop. Turn on your two-way. All right, you copy?
Loud and clear.
You're right. It's a rolled-up newspaper. He laid it on the bench beside him.
That's odd. It seems like if you sit on a bench with a newspaper, it's to read that newspaper.
Exactly. He just looked at his watch.
Maybe he's meeting somebody.
And maybe you're right. Someone just sat on the bench beside him.
They're not looking at each other. Wait, McMillan is getting up and walking away. He left his paper.
Yeah, and the other guy just took it. Sam? You just witnessed your first clandestine pass.
What was McMillan passing off to this stranger? Will the Mercury crew chance the jungle in search of their targets? And will Nelson solve the mystery of the circuit board beast? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Pass It On.